Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
The world's most haunted cave. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
We talk about a lot of haunted things on this podcast. We talk about haunted houses, inns, buses, amusement parks, but I don't think we have talked about a haunted cave yet, if I recall.
I don't think we have, so.
So you guys buckle up, because we're going to talk about the Cave of Pan, aka Develi's Cave, or the Cave of Pendeli. Three names, one cave. I hope I'm saying those names right, too. They're all old Greek names, except Cave of Pan. I know I'm saying that correctly, because I took one class in college on Greek mythology, and I'm an expert now. So here we are. The Cave of Pan is kind of what we're going to be calling it, because it sounds much cooler. Not cooler, just more esoteric. Is a very well-known cave in Penteli, not to be confused with Pendeli, one of the cave names, a mountain to the north of Athens, Greece. Pendeli Mountain is most famous because it was where the marble from the Parthenon was mined from, and you can actually still see the tracks.
That old thing?
That old thing, yeah. You know, a little shack type place that we used to call the Parthenon. Very important.
I still call it that, so yeah? I have not forgotten.
Yeah. When I think of the Parthenon, I think about there's a Greek late night place where I went to college that was called Parthenon Euros. So I think of that first, and then I think of the Parthenon. Then I think of this mountain. Anyway, that was very cool. A lot of old history, a lot of tourism. They also found a lot of bones of prehistoric animals, mastodons, rhinoceroses, antelope, giraffe, turtles, giant hyenas, other long extinct animals have been found at the base of this mountain and up inside of it. But what we're going to talk about is that the Penteli Mountain has a ton of haunted and superstitious stuff attached to it, mostly centered around the Cave of Pendeli, the cave's official name, Develi's Cave, the unofficial name, or the Cave of Pan, the mystic name. Ooh. The cave was discovered by the Greeks, or founder, however you want to say it, in the 5th century BC. In the 6th century, it became the Cave of Pan because the cave evolved into a place of worship for the followers of Pan and the nymphs around Pan. And it's also very beautiful, secluded. It's up. It's very picturesque. Kind of has like these tide pools within it. This is like, if you were thinking about Jason's Alhambra, like this is my version of that. Like very like, ooh, what's going to happen in here? Beautiful. How did I find myself here? I mean, by here, I mean on the internet at 3 a.m. researching this. A little Greek mythology for you. In ancient Greece, Pan is the god of the wild, shepherds and flocks, of mountains, of rustic music, of improv, and the companion of nymphs. He is like a goat. He's recognized as the god of the fields, also like glens, also the god of sex too. He has a little flute. If you think about him in traditional depictions, he's like a little jaunty goat nymph with a flute, often around like orgies, fertility, spring is his season.
This reminds me of
what?
Spinal Tap. It sounds like a song because they talk in one of their lyrics about the pipes of Pan.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I wonder if that's
the Pan pipes.
Yeah, so yeah, it's, you know, it sounds like
also Firouza Balk has a witch shop in Hollywood called Pan Pipes.
Is it still around?
I don't know. It was when we were doing improv in the armpit of Hollywood.
Well, this isn't a promotion for it, but
yeah, it's true. It's very true. But yeah, Pan was very sexually affiliated, occultists still use a lot of pan imagery. It's pretty great. Even the word panic comes from the name Pan, the god. Pan and the cave are connected to occultists for sacrifice and other rituals even now. When I talked to the composer that will be playing a snippet of his music, he was very into the occultist rituals and other activities happening around the cave to this day. So the unofficial tourist name was Develi's Cave, and it was named after the 19th century brigand named Develi's. Develis? Develi's. His kind of thievish band used the cave as a hideout, and legend has it that there was a maze of tunnels there which could take him all the way to the mansion of his lover, who was a French duchess living in the village of Pendeli. So that's where the Cave of Pendeli comes from. This legend is not true, but kind of stuck with it for a really long time. If you Google this cave, you're going to get more for Develi's Cave than Cave of Pan. Inside the cave is a rare double Byzantine church built directly into the rock. One half is dedicated to Saint Spydron and the other to Saint Nicholas. It was used by the 12th century Christian hermits associated with the Gnostics, which is kind of the root of all occultism and esoteric ritual. The Gnostics were kind of taking from a lot of different religions, went back into like deep Jewish mysticism. When you think about Kabbalah, that is a direct offshoot of Judaism and Gnostic thought. A little deeper into the cave, we see the place where the ancient Greeks worshipped Pan. Many artifacts excavated from the Pendeli cave depict Pan as nymphs. Now they're all at the Archaeological Museum of Athens. The cave had been plagued with rumors and strange sightings, including electronics going haywire, water rolling up instead of down, and sighting of cat-like creatures walking on two legs. Lots of mentions of fantastical creatures. I also think it's very interesting that they found cat-like creatures versus, I don't know, a pan-like creature. You're not going to find any goats, just cat people roaming around the caves? All right.
That is kind of like a sexy kind of...
sexy little cat. It's like the cats, the CGI cats.
When we saw cats.
Yeah. It was like Jason came with me as a service, a community service, to see cats. We did get snacks beforehand, so I think we're even. I don't know. So there's cat-like creatures. There's weird water running all over the damn place. A lot of electronics going crazy. Glowing orbs are a really big popular thing. Creepy creatures, ghostly voices, etchings in the walls, remnants of satanic rituals, all kinds of things. But there's more. On October 6, 1977, Greek magazine Tahidromos published an article saying that the Greek military had begun strict confidential operations inside of the cave. The place was classified as a military and sealed off to the public. Some talked about the establishment of a rocket base overseen by NATO, a rumor further fueled by U.S. military in the neighboring districts. In 1982, Giorgos Balanos, a well-known Greek author of paranormal and science fiction, wrote about the underground tunnels in the cave, nuclear weapons, and mind control projects that were happening inside of the cave, stirring up even more suspicion about what was even going on in there. This continued into the 1990s. The Greek government attempted to reinitiate their projects in Pan's cave. For whatever reason or whatever that was, the newspaper front pages screamed about the experiments. They were right on it at this point. And that was kind of shut down because there were all these tourists that were coming to see what was happening there. Very well publicized nuclear testing is probably not a good idea. I don't know. I'm not a government official. I'm not a scientist. But all of the work that was done was sealed up, closed off. But the occultists still came and hung out there. Remains of black magic rituals were found in many of the cave's different areas. The visitors were leaving lots of symbols, graffiti, carving, strange stone constructions inside the cave and around it. The frequency of various strange phenomena haunting the area and the people that visit it is also unusually high. Not only have people seen UFOs and strange apparitions, but people have been seeing things or experiencing things of a very kind of personal and outlandish nature. In 2015, occult enthusiast and computer technician Dimitrios Makridopoulos packed up a spirit box, a device said to enable communication with spirits through the use of radio frequency. It was January and the mountain was very foggy. He couldn't see a lot. It was not like the best time to go there and travel. From the minute I stepped into this unspoiled and pure place, I became one with it. I was surrounded by an inexplicable, otherworldly energy. I felt eyes following my every move. I could not see or hear anything with my five senses. But I knew, he said. After his return, Makridopoulos' spirit box captured what sounded like a choir of angelic children's voices chanting in ancient Greek. It was the language of the pixies, he said. He's also adamant his infrared camera recorded ghastly apparitions near the cave's center and a tiny pitch-black creature lurking in the entrance to the hollow. So I'm going to leave you with that. We're going to take a little break, and we'll be back in a minute.
We are back.
We're back.
We hope everyone's well, for starters.
Yes.
How are you feeling?
Is your throat okay?
Yeah.
Do you smell and taste things? That's a big thing that they discovered, that if you have a dulled sense of smell or taste, you might have coronavirus?
I don't know. I'll just keep eating cinnamon rolls until I figure it out.
But yeah.
So far, I can still taste them.
Well, you're doing good work.
Yeah.
To make sure that you're healthy.
And what we want to do is another reading of actual haunted tales. And mm-hmm. we have a couple ready to go. But if you have one
mm-hmm.
and you would like to, you can just type it out, or you can do voice to text, or however. Whatever's easier for you.
However you want to do
it. And send it, you send it to our Instagram, which is Ghost Town Pod, or our personal, wherever mm-hmm. you want to send it to, just send it. So we'll do a compilation of real haunted tales.
Yeah.
I even have one of my own.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
I do not have one of my own, but I'm going to eagerly, that's true. I could get haunted the next week or so. Who's to say? I'm alone in my apartment. But yeah, it'll be a fun thing. I love ghost stories. We did one around Halloween last year. Get your friends together. If you like to Zoom chat, I don't like that. I don't want to do that. I will just listen alone in the dark. But if you want to get some friends digitally together, that'd be a fun thing. I'm not putting it on you. You can do whatever you want. But get some wine. I don't know. Listen to some hauntings.
We got I normally read the good ones, but mm-hmm. we have a couple of really brutal Apple podcasts.
Yeah,
reviews.
Baby.
We need your help, folks. We need you to kind of even the playing field a little bit. This one is from Joe Blows Mo. Go away. It's all fun and games until you bring politics into it. I guess that's what I get for listening to another Californication wannabe. The TV show or the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Yeah,
the company show?
We want to be the show Californication on HBO.
Also, I don't think
circa
we're very...
2004?
Political. I don't know if we're very
I would say we were the opposite. I think when I want to go political, you're like, just chill out.
Right.
You know, I think we try our best to maintain a distance from that because we're not, we don't want to do that really.
Yeah, it's not.
We're here to bring you crazy ghost stories and hauntings and riots.
And weird history. And
yeah. But again, a lot of this stuff sometimes goes there because it's part of the history that we're telling.
Part of the culture. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry that we're upsetting you and your very sensitive political belief system.
Yeah, I imagine, like, if you listen to this and get offended,
yeah,
I imagine any other
God.
Podcast, you must lose your mind.
Yeah, that's true. That's a really good point.
However, I'm sure if you also agree with the host of that podcast, you're probably like, I like the politics.
Yeah.
Keep it in there. That's weird.
I agree. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
That's weird. That's weird how I like it.
Huh.
Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah. Okay, fine.
But
yeah.
If you really want to go to a politics-free zone, patreon.com/ghosttownpod, some bonies, some advanced,
bonies.
Some, I don't know. Oh, we have some weird random stuff I'm putting in there.
Yeah.
We should find a way to do tarot card readings.
Yeah. Why don't I put that on there?
Yeah. Why don't we do that?
What if people who give us a review or something, I'll give them a tarot read.
Yeah.
That seem good?
Sure. Yeah.
A good review.
Yeah.
No, we are too political review or go away.
Yeah.
I don't want any go aways because you know what? I am away.
And then you have to,
I'm already away.
You have to do hot or not.
Hot or not with my Instagram pictures from the beginning, you know, where they're all filtered and
yeah.
kind of grainy.
Yeah. Ooh. Start there.
Oh, I don't like that one bit. But how about we get back to, let's get back in the cave. Grab your water.
Get some olive oil. That's what I don't know.
Olive oil, grease.
Everyone's like
yeah.
very like, healthy and good looking and eating fish.
Yeah, their skin is very there's
olive oil.
Like healthy skin and hair, teeth, nails, absolutely. Greek people, they just know what they're doing.
Maybe it's all the black magic that's been keeping people so
yeah,
good
maybe
looking.
It's all the pan caves.
Yeah.
Pan pipes in the pan caves. Pancakes?
That's
all
what
right,
I thought you
I'll
said
stop.
Too. And now that's what I'm thinking about.
Oh, perfect. So what might account for some of the bizarre experiences in the cave? It can't be ghosts, right? Well, a 2002 study at the Institute of Geology and Mineral Exploration of Greece found slate enriched with graphite between the layers of the Pentelic marble, which made the mountain a good conductor of electromagnetic waves. Additionally, the Pentelic marble itself possesses certain scientific properties that lead it to give electric charge under high pressure conditions, which for Macrodopolis and others might explain some of the bizarre electromagnetic phenomena observed there, such as dizziness, disorientation, hallucination, hearing different things, the orbs too, kind of fucking with your eyesight. So we have an explanation for it, right? But of course, the long history of the cave and the mountain that it's on and the people that still go there to do certain rites and rituals. And I don't mean to call the occultists that go there like strange or anything. I think it's such a, especially Greece itself is such a rich historical place and has so much tradition, especially the religious tradition, that it's like, I don't know, it makes it much more special and poignant. So I would love to get in there. I've seen lots of video footage of the cave. It's really beautiful, very mysterious. Would I want to go there alone? No, I would bring friends and flashlights, but I do want to check it out. There's also an experimental soundscape band called Develi's Cave on SoundCloud that's pretty good. We're going to feature some clips here, and it will kind of set the mood if you want to do your own online digging or, you know, after this pandemic, book a flight. So I want to thank Atlas Obscura, BBC, and Kostas Karadimas, a musician out of Athens, who gave us permission to use some of his music inspired by the cave.
And none of it has any subliminal messages.
Uh-oh!